I saw her plane off at Kennedy Airport. There was a postcard from Manila, another from Tokyo, and a third from Hong Kong. I finished up the doctoral thesis, went to more meetings, and did a lot of reading. Then I got an odd letter from Bangkok.
Buona Evan, Bangkok is a gas, but the bread is running low. It looks as though I'll maybe have to sell my jewelry. As you know, I have a very valuable collection. Do you have contacts that will prove helpful? Please let me know.
My first reaction, that Tuppence had lost her mind somewhere between New York and Bangkok, gave way to a feeling of general bewilderment. When one lives in a world of secret societies and underground political movements, and does odd jobs for a nameless U.S. undercover agency, one becomes accustomed to finding meanings in apparently meaningless messages. I read her letter over and over, and decided that, if there was any hidden kernel of sense to it, I couldn't spot it for the time being. Tuppence had a pair of long gold hoop earrings, and as far as I knew, that was the extent of her jewelry. Obviously, jewelry was a euphemism for something, but I didn't know what, and in the meantime, there was nothing to do about it. We had joked about getting her a ruby to wear in her navel. Maybe that was what she was referring to. I didn't know, and I stopped thinking about it. Until 2 days later, the Times ran a story on page 5 that stated that the Royal Gem Collection of Thailand had been stolen in its entirety, that the thief or thieves had made good their escape, that it may or may not have been an inside job, and that preliminary estimates place the value of the gems in excess of $250,000. And a day after that, while I was still recovering from that one, Tuppence and the quartet made the front page of the Times. "Thai communists kidnap American jazz quartet, Kenyan singer," said the headline, and the body copy went on to elaborate. "The Kendall Bayard Quartet and Miss Stepani Ngawa, in Bangkok for a command performance before His Majesty the King of Thailand, had been snatched from their accommodations at the Hotel Orient. The kidnapping appeared to be the work of communist guerrillas based in northern Thailand, and it was suspected that the 5 kidnapped victims had been spirited away to the north." The Times made no connection between the disappearance of Tuppence and the quartet and the theft of the Royal Gem Collection. But I did.